Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace. This is Amazing Grace Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Toba. It's so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Amen. We're reading on today from Proverbs chapters 2 and 3. I won't be before you very long today, but I had to leave this word with you. Amen. We want to be consistent in our series. Amen. We started at the beginning of the year on January 1st, and the intent is to go all the way through December 31st. Amen. Reading and declaring the word of God. We give glory and honor to the Lord, our Savior, on today. He is in control of all things, and he is faithful at all times. And we honor him today. Amen. Because he is Lord. He is our Savior. He's our provider and our keeper. He is the one to whom we ought to take all of our cares, because he does care for us. And he hears us when we pray. And he does answer. Not always in the time or in the way that we expect, but he always answers. And everything he does is for our good. Glory to God. Amen. I'm reading again from Proverbs. Chapters 2 and 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you as humbly as we know how, just thanking and praising you, Lord, for you being a blessing to each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord God, for your love that has no conditions, no borders, no boundaries, no limits. Oh, my God, we have never had a love such as this. You are our example of what love is and what life is. Lord God, your word tells us what living is. It gives us the instructions for life and how to attain life and how to keep it. Oh, Lord God, and to attain abundance of life. We give glory to you on today, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because you came that we might have life and that more abundantly. We praise you, oh, God, today, because you continue to move in us. You continue to pursue us. You continue to heal us. You continue to forgive us. And we thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, open our minds and our hearts to receive of your Spirit. Open our minds and our hearts to be redirected and directed by your will, Lord God. Give us a mind to be obedient. Even right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come against every evil, every ancient evil, every demonic presence that has come against our purpose. The word says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. We read it on yesterday. Father, let God arise and your enemies be scattered in the name of Jesus. Everything that has come against our purpose has come against the will of God. Oh, and they are your enemies. So, Father, oh, Lord God, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Even right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, dispatch a legion of angels into the atmosphere, Lord, to make war with every demonic presence that has come against us and against our purpose, against our ministries, and against our lives, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, and also, Lord God, while they are making war, Lord God, let them be present to minister to each and every one in the spirit, Lord God, that is your will in the midst. Bless, heal, and deliver right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So many minds and so many hearts, oh Lord, bow before you, looking for something from the throne of God. Bless, Lord God, meet their need on today, Lord. Let them see that you are God and there is no other. Oh, we give glory to you on today. Open our minds and hearts to receive of your word as we read. Give us knowledge. Give us wisdom. Give us understanding, Lord God, that we might understand what the heart of God is, discern what your spirit is doing, Lord God, and obey. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. We're reading again from Proverbs chapters 2 and 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. My son, if you receive my words and treasure my commands within you, so that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yes, if you cry out for discernment and lift up your voice for understanding, if you seek her as silver and search her and search for her as hidden treasures. Then you will understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. For the Lord gives wisdom. From his mouth come knowledge and understanding. He stores up sound wisdom for the upright. He is a shield to those who walk uprightly. He guards the path of justice and preserves the way of his saints. Then you will understand righteousness and justice, equity, and every good path. When wisdom enters your heart and knowledge is pleasant to your soul, discretion will preserve you. Understanding will keep you to deliver you from the way of evil, from the man who speaks perverse things, from those who leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice in doing evil and delight in the perversity of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and who are devious in their paths, to deliver you from the immoral woman, from the seductress who flatters with her words, who forsakes the companion of her youth and forgets the covenant of her God. For her house leads down to death and her paths to the dead. None who go to her return, nor do they regain the path of life. So you may walk in the way of goodness and keep to the paths of righteousness. For the upright will dwell in the land, and the blameless will remain in it. But the wicked will be cut off from the earth, and the unfaithful will be uprooted from it. My son, do not forget my law, but let your heart keep my commands. For length of days and long life and peace they will add to you. Let not mercy and truth forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. And so find favor and high esteem in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh and strength to your bones. Honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase, so your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow with new wine. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor detest his correction. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. For her proceeds are better than the profits of silver, and her gain than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things you may desire cannot compare with her. Length of days is in her right hand, in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to those who take hold of her, and happy are all who retain her. The Lord by wisdom founded the earth. By understanding he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths were broken up, and clouds dropped down to dew. My son, let them not depart from your eyes. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, so they will be life to your soul and grace to your neck. Then you will walk safely in your way, and your foot will not stumble. When you lie down, you will not be afraid. Yes, you will lie down, and your sleep will be sweet. Do not be afraid of sudden terror, nor of trouble from the wicked when it comes. For the Lord will be your confidence and will keep your foot from being caught. Do not withhold good from those to whom it is due, when it is in the power of your hand to do so. Do not say to your neighbor, go and come back, and tomorrow I will give it, when you have it with you. Do not devise evil against your neighbor, for he dwells by you for safety's sake. Do not strive with a man without cause, if he has done you no harm. Do not envy the oppressor and choose none of his ways, for the perverse person is an abomination to the Lord. But his secret counsel is with the upright. The curse of the Lord is on the house of wicked. but he blesses the home of the just. Surely he scorns the scornful to the humble. The wise shall inherit glory, but shame shall be the legacy of fools. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapters 2 and 3 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in our hearts. God bless you, God keep you, and God anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the word. Amen.